Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him Lope. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do.
I'm so happy to be here. We need to do. We need to share with you what's important, what is needed, how we can connect at what we do. I'm working on getting my devices up and getting them ready to go, but I'm excited to be on Straight Talk, No Chaser. It's a great opportunity for us to share something that will make a difference, hopefully, in your life. So God has been so good to us, and we are so happy to be here. I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith, excited, ecstatic every time I get an opportunity to come before each and every one of you all. It's a chance to be the best at what we do. So truly, let's take this opportunity to recognize the purpose of our show. Our brand is Straight Talk, No Chaser, and it's truly an opportunity where we can focus on conversations that are direct, conversations that are honest, and we're just going to just do what we can do to make this situation better by sharing some information. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in, and the call-in number is truly a great opportunity for you to be able to do. Call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'm going to make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then you'll get a chance to chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith as we move forth to focus on truly what is happening in our world of relationships and our world of love. So truly, let's make this do what it do. So let's sort of like look at the ways you can connect with us. I'm in the process, so please bear with me as I begin to get all of my devices up live, ready to go, and be able to share something with you. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio, along with also you can email the show. You can email the show at LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. Then you have the opportunity also to be able to check us out on Twitter. You can go to @LorenzaD.Smith15, along with making sure you can connect with us at Zeta Phi Sigma_ with the number 10. Then on Instagram, you have that opportunity. And on Instagram, you can communicate with us, and we're so glad to have you as a part of what we're trying to do. Truly, I'm operating two or three things as we move forth, trying to make sure we get our network up running like it's supposed to. You can go to Twitter. As I say, you got Larissa D. Smith, 15. You also have Zeta Phi Sigma. _10. Then you can go to Instagram. We have two devices working. That's President Dr. Larissa D. Smith. All right. We're partnered with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama is the Squad Greenville 1981. Then on Facebook, we're truly excited about Facebook. And that's Facebook.com, and you can truly have a chance to check us out on Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So we're going to make this thing happen tonight. We're going to make it do what it do.
So we're really excited. We're also on Tumblr Live. You can check us out on Tumblr Live. That's Dr. Lowe Smith-Blog. Then on TikTok Live, that's Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith. And we're so excited to be able to come for you. Let me get some more lights on because I think our vision is kind of down now. And I think that brings it up a little bit. We got some different vision now. So we truly can make this do what it do. The title of tonight's show is Life is About Relationship. See, we're talking about straight talk, no chaser. We want to be direct about our conversation. We want to be on time with our conversation. We're going to be on spot with our conversation. And we're going to be honest about what we have to say. So truly, truly take that time, and I want you to think about it. Truly, life is about relationships. And I want you to just try to marinate on that for a second. Life is all about relationships. And I want you to think about why we would say life is all about relationship. As we do early, the let's go on with this radio station. We have WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. We had the addition of Denmark recently, so we're really excited about having Denmark in place so we can function at a manner that we can be successful. I'm trying to work on my device to get this other one over here. It's close to the mouth. Don't want to move around, but it's sometimes that's how it is. You have things happen you don't expect to happen. So what we're doing is we'll hopefully we can pop up with that part and we can use that. So WBSW Radio also have a giveaway. And if you want to be a part of the giveaway, you can. All you have to do is send us your name along with a means of transaction. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Also, we ask you if you feel it in your heart, you want to support what we're doing, you can by Cash Apping the Cash App we use. That's $Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A-D Smith. You can cash out with your support, but thank you so much for doing that. As I said, with your call-in, you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you have an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as we make this do what it is. Life is all about relationships. We should learn something once we experience it through the pandemic that relationships are important. And we have to make sure we either can cultivate the relationship or let those relationships go. And it's important that we cultivate, because relationship comes in all forms. You have family relationship, friendship, you have a romantic relationship, you have work relationship, you have church relationship, you have organization relationship, and the one that's always forgotten that we're going to talk about is personal relationship. And as we said through the pandemic, we were so used to going before the pandemic, and we had all our friends, we had our church friends, and we no longer could do that. So we found out then we had to stay at home, that relationship with those individuals is important. The only way you can communicate with your family at the time was through virtual or give them a call, and you could not, unless you was fortunate enough to let everybody know when they was trying to shut everything down, what they did, that you went to Walmart. Walmart was open to purchase things, along with Lowe's, Home Depot. So if you want to meet somebody at that place, your family member, your friend, you'll get a chance to communicate with them right there. So it's important that we focus on relationship. We're all about relationship. I have to go back to Genesis. When God created heaven and earth, he placed Adam the point where he was able to make the decision based on, because he's the only one to communicate with God. And Adam was just walking around, enjoying all the pleasures of the Garden of Eden, but he was missing something. He was just alone. Because, yes, we had animals, we had flounders, we had vegetation, plants, and had everything. But he was missing something. So God, he went to God and said, God, I'm all alone. Can you give me some help? So God blessed him by life, in a rib, and created Eve. And that's our first family, first relationship right there. Now, ask yourself, pandemic, did you grow closer to your family? Or are you closer to your friend? Or you grew closer to your communication to virtually with your church community? Or with your community or your organization? Did you grow closer because you had those individuals to count on? We went back to that because everything was closed. So it's so important that we keep in mind life is about relationship. Let's look at why life is all about relationship. Let me give a shout out to several people that have joined us, especially on Tumblr as well as TikTok. We actually have joining us Ara Oka, number two, joining us, along with you have Mike Normer, Cycle Circumference from this. Thank you so much. And also we have Kurt 3, join us. We also have Sydney Buckner join us. Several of them that have strolled up on this. Truly, truly great to come before you. Let's have some straight talk. The question, discuss why life is all about relationships. And we have to keep that in mind. Life is all about relationships. And relationships allow us to live like we need to live. See, people who have a strong sense of relationship, of belonging, have an opportunity to live a longer life. So when you have a relationship, you can live longer because you have a support. You have the individuals who want to be around you, people who wants to share things for you. See, when you're in a relationship, you can feel that you're part of, again, a network of support, a network of encouragement, a network of love, a network of peace, a network of joy. You have that opportunity. When you ask, we ask the question, why is life all about relationship? It feels longer. It allows you to get close to the people around you. Stymies negative aspects of your life. It allows you to deal with stress accordingly, and you can grow from that. Just as well, positive relationship, a growthful relationship, you can have a broken relationship. Now, what is a broken relationship is all about? Is about bringing pain and suffering. That's what a broken relationship is all about. If you're in a relationship with someone and all they want to do is just to keep you off balance, keep you worried about things, keep you stressed, keep you in anxiety, keep you in a bad place in your life, that is not the relationship. We call that a broken relationship. And when you have a broken relationship, our theme and thought that we always say is when people show themselves, believe what you see. We'll say it again. When people show themselves, believe what you see. The greatest help as fast as you can. Really look at broken relationships and determine what you want to go through the pain and the suffering. Life is all about relationship, but life is not all about broken relationship. Life is all about positive relationship. Life is all about good relationship. See, a good relationship brings joy and peace. A good relationship brings joy and peace. And we have to always keep that in mind. Christianity offered a comprehensive explanation for brokenness we experience in this world. Christianity. It's an explanation. And in this world, we deal with the negative things, just like we deal with the positive things. So it's important that we identify the relationships that you need to have in your life. And what are the five relationships in life? See, an interpersonal relationship refers to association, connection, interaction, and a bond between two or more people. So you want to be an interpersonal relationship. That's what you want to be a part. But there are different types of interpersonal relationship. The fourth type that we're going to mention is family relationship. Family relationship is really important to us being prepared, having a plan, and working on a purpose. Family relationship with this right dynamic is the best thing for us to have a positive look on life. The next one is friendship. See, a friendship is a relationship we develop what we choose to be with in the business. And they could be considered my friend. You have to be careful about calling everybody your friend. There's a term that was used for the the last 10 years, and the people would say, meet your friend, that was a big word, friend. But everybody could take that term in a different manner. It ain't always friend just because you say they're a friend. See, to be a friend to someone, friendly, one of the things an individual deal with, they're not capable of, because being friendly is to be able to be a group, being able to work things out. And a friendship is very important. Don't make everybody you meet your friend, because everybody is not meant to be your friend. And you have to keep that in mind when I'm dealing with people. Everybody is not meant to be your friend. So let's not be stuck on one friend. You can say my friend because you didn't develop a relationship. Truly, truly, we want to be a part of the show. You have several opportunities, several outlets to be a part by typing in your comment. If you join us on Instagram, we have two channels in operation. We have Zeta Squad, Greenville, 1981. Those are Brothers of Attorney Incorporated. We have President Dr. Lorenza B. Smith. We're also being broadcast on Tumblr. That's Dr. Lo Smith - blog. On TikTok, L. D. Alberto Smith, and on Facebook, come back and repeat that, L. D. Alberto Smith. And then we're on Blog Talk Radio, which is WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let me give a shout out to Zena Houston. Zena, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if you remember Fatal Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. The name looks familiar. If you are, thank you for joining us. Not, thank you for being here as well. Also, a shout-out to Gloria Brown. Once say thank you, Gloria. We just became friends or followers recently. So thank you, Gloria Brown, 8168, that's joined us as well. Then we also have Baby is joining us. Miss Tiff joined us. We have I'm working on these glasses. It's like Derek Santee with the number 4 that's joining us. Thank you for taking time to be a part. Let's remember about friends. Everybody's not your friend. See, if your friends smile when you're struggling, you don't need to have foes. So be careful who you make your friend. Be careful who you bring in your life. Because it's important that we try to vet people to our maximum before we can consider them even be family or friend. The next type of relationship that's so important is an acquaintanceship. In our tiers of a healthy relationship, to get to a healthy relationship, you have to go through the tier of association. When I meet someone, I'm associated, and I know them because I met them. The next tier is acquaintance. See, the acquaintanceship is where you have the ability to get to know someone. See, in an effort to get into a relationship, you need to make sure an acquaintanceship is that phase that you're feeling comfortable enough to share your name, ask information, find out what's going on because you have an interest in that person. Your acquaintanceship is a relationship that you do truly develop with others. It leads you to a real friend in the tier of relationships. It leads you to a personal relationship with that individual. But one of the most important things when we're talking about in a relationship is romantic relationship. This is where you become vulnerable. You're willing to let your hair down to enjoy yourself, to have the best option. I said life is all about relationship, and that's the title of tonight's show. Life is all about relationship. So if you will allow yourself to move to the point you intentionally out there dating, to have a romantic relationship and a favorable outcome, which is a long-lasting commitment, which is marriage, you must put yourself in a position using the three P's that I think are so important. Prepare. That's when you find that people, know as much as you can about that individual. See, that's all part of the acquaintance in your social tier of a healthy relationship. Then you feel comfortable enough to say, now this person is friendly enough so we can be friends. And then we can move forward to romantic. And finally moving to a lifelong commitment, which is marriage. These are the relationships that we deal with in life. One I mentioned, but I want to spend a little bit more time on personal relationships. What kind of personal relationship you're in? I always share with people that the best relationship that you can have is with yourself. If you have a toxic relationship with yourself, you will have a toxic relationship with someone else. If you're in a relationship and you're less agreeable, you're argumentative, less cooperative, you're not friendly, you're not going to be in a relationship. If you're all of those things, you need to be by yourself. See, but you have to first understand who you are. See, we talk about what we expect of individuals if they want to be in a healthy relationship called traits and characteristics. If you want to have a personal relationship, you need to really focus on self-love. See, you have to love yourself first. See, if you don't love yourself and you require other people to love you, then you are not going to be as successful for relationships. You have to self-love. All the other things that goes along with self, you need to make sure you be mastering those things so you can be successful. The next thing, we're talking about traits of a positive, a healthy, a personal relationship. Honesty. See, too many times we forget about how important honesty is for life. We have to be honest at all times. You don't pick and choose times to be honest. You have to be honest all the time because the first time you're dishonest, no matter what you do, people see you as a dishonest person. The next trait that's so important to a personal relationship or a healthy relationship with anyone else is trust. As I researched and looked up information. One of the first things come out the discussion is trust. But in a personal relationship, you must have the ability to trust yourself, better or worse. I didn't say trust someone else. Trust yourself. Trust yourself to make the right choices. Trust yourself to be on time. Trust yourself to be able to handle your affairs. Trust yourself to be able to put yourself in a position to be successful. Trust yourself. Be trustworthy. Work very hard on being trustworthy. Don't let anyone else tell you to be trustworthy. You much. You have to do a lot when you're talking about being trustworthy. In your personal relationship, or in essence, when we talk about a personal and healthy relationship, how important that is. Being friendly. But besides that, to be friendly, you must be able to communicate effectively. Are you a good communicator? In your relationship, are you able to communicate with your spouse, your mate? Can you talk about it? Can you put yourself in a position that you can maximize that relationship? Can you communicate? Communication has three phases of it. And those phases are so important. The first phase is to be an active listener. See, people who communicate well are active listeners. Those people are able to listen with a skill that everybody don't possess. If you're a good listener, if you ever been told, or you're a good listener, that's the skill that you have developed that will play very important for your success in a relationship. Be on top of it. Thank you so much. We want you to be a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then you'll get a chance to chat with Dr. Lewis and D. Smith. I'm going to ask you for your location. If you give your name, you want to give your name, fine. But press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 14 of your cell or your telephone number. Give a location and chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith. As we talk about, life is about relationships. Life is all about being a part. Life is all about belonging. When you're a part of a relationship, you live longer. And keep it in mind. And also being a part of a relationship gives you that feeling of part of a support network. We all desire to be a part of a support network. Someone, if it's family, if it's friends, if it's church, if it's work, if it's an organization, if it's in the community, whatever, we want to be, we have a sense of belonging. We want to be, we're not, humans are not made to live alone. That's why if you're struggling to get in the relationship you want to be, a long-lasting relationship that eventually the outcome is marriage, you got to get along. You have to be cooperative. You have to be friendly. You have to be agreeable. No one wants to be around someone who disagrees with everything you said. They don't feel like they're alone. They'll be alone. they belong to what's going on. We have to keep that in mind. We also have to remember truly, truly, that when we have a support network, we can deal with the stress that we encounter every day, to give us that resilience to be able to deal with it, along with any kind of negative outcomes that may occur in our life. That's what it do, truly, truly. We want to truly give a shout out to our sponsors. I can tell you now, volume won't be as high today in our connection, but we want to give a shout out to each one of our sponsors. Is Tristat being our first sponsor. Tristat LLC is a consulting firm that can work with you when you're awarded a grant. They can help you administrate that grant, allow you to put your paperwork and put your documentation together to present to the grantor. So we'll give those individuals an opportunity. I want to give a shout, and if you're interested in Tristat LLC, you need to give Mr. William Scott a call at 334-320-543. 334-320-5438. Give him a call and set you up with a team that can allow you to be successful, because you truly want to be successful in what you're doing. And I'm sorry, I'm strolling, because I'm trying to make sure, and I do four or five things at one time. So give Tristat LLC a call and talk with them and see how they can make a difference in your life. I'm strolling for my sponsors so we can give them a shout out, let them share their hard work with you, or share an opportunity that maybe helped you. This is L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, promotion.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Give a shout out to Anthony Stallworth, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. They're located in South Central Alabama. You can give Mr. Anthony Stallworth a call. You can go to Facebook and type in Anthony Stallworth, and they'll populate him on Facebook. But you can give him a call at 334-300-7401. They can provide you some awesome lawn service, moving of equipment, whatever you need. But give him a call at Anthony Stallworth. And you can go to Facebook, DM, direct message him, and that way you'll get a chance to communicate with him and share some things with him about what work to be done. If you're in South Central Alabama, or Central Alabama, or South Alabama, he can work with you. That's Mr. Anthony Stallworth. We want to move forth with what do relationships bring to life? By being in a relationship, these are some of the things that come out that's positive to you in your life. First thing, relationship brings great joy. See, one of the things that our Lord and Savior smiles on us when it's happening in our life is he smiles when you are joyful. See, joy is really important. A storm of happiness and living a full life. That's a joy, and that's what a relationship brings. It brings great joy. See, there's a lot of array of rewards that you receive when you're in a relationship, and it's a joyful relationship. The next thing is so important that we have to keep in mind is relationship provides support to get you through rough times. See, See, to have a support network when you're going through some of the challenges of life. You need family, you need friends, you need organizations, you need community, you need everybody to come together and support one another. So, someone to help us through our struggles make all the difference. That is exactly what relationship provides for you. Someone that help you through difficult times. People who give you life. You cannot trade it for nothing in the world. The next sense when we're talking about what relationships bring to life is relationships keep us from being lonely. See, I talk about Genesis and talk about Adam and Eve, talk about the Garden of Eden. And no man, a human, was created to live life alone. It's amazing when you see people get off the grid and they go, find a way to migrate back and get something, but go back to the grid. Truly, that's what life is all about. And a relationship is very important for you in your life because it allows you not to be alone. It gives you an opportunity to develop healthy and happy relationships. It gives you an opportunity to let your life grow and prosper. We had a segment we talked about on one of our shows called Tell the True Prime Time. Positive mindset. Positive mindset growth mindset. Just think about it. Positive mindset. When you're around people, it gives you the opportunity to think at the highest level. Wanted to show them what you know. Let them know what you're all about. See, relationship as a valuable investment. See, you don't waste money and time when you have a relationship. Because relationships are required. Relationships are required in any other form of support in your life. It's a valuable investment. If you say, I don't need to be in a relationship, I don't need to have a mate and a spouse, you're fooling yourself. See, the truth of the matter, you're so unhappy because you're planning that you're going to be living the rest of your life alone. You cannot replace human with any other form, whether it's technology, animals, or by the way, you'd rather be alone because relationship is a valuable investment. It leads to living a healthy and happy life. See, relationships, see, in all aspects, and there's different aspects of our life, we can enrich our relationship. We have to first understand how relationship works. Ask yourself, I'm all alone. Why I'm all alone? One of the things is you may not understand how relationship works. That's why you're alone. Regardless of what you say, well, I'm a six-figure artist. I got this great job. I'm doing all this great. But you're alone. We're not meant to be alone. And it says this right here. This one when I mentioned about relationship help us with relating to others. You are having problems relating with others. Do you choose to adjust so you can relate to others? Because it helps you enrich your life to understand others. It helps you to grow. It also allows you to be able to relate to and interact with others that will impact your life. That's what relationships is all about. We have to remember also relationship provides support to get you through the rough times. It makes a difference. We have to remember relationship brings about joy and it brings about peace. See, relationship that brings about joy and peace is the cornerstone of happiness and living a full life. It is a valuable investment. So as we look at the title, life is all about relationship. I just shared with you some things that let you know that if you are trying to be a hermit or you're trying to go off the grid and stay away from people, that is not the best thing to do. You have to have a relationship. Life is all about relationship. We ask the question, which relationship is most important in life? I'm going to tell you, the most important relationship you can have is with yourself. That's one thing people don't understand. The most important relationship you can have is with yourself. If you have a relationship with yourself, you're going to have a toxic relationship with others. And we have to keep that in mind. There are some other laws in regard to why relationships are so important. But we want to pay some bills right now. We're going to give a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgia.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch. Including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome. Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. They are 261. Highway 106 West in Georgiana, Alabama. Give them a call. Give them the owners, their co-owners, and I'm going to say Brother Marvin Lala Swifty, from the 5-8 Single Attorney Corporate, and his wife, Sarah Katrina Rupert Smith. Give them a call at 334-549-0950. 334-549-0950. Give them a call. You're traveling now 65 heading to Fort Walton. Head to Daytona Beach, or you come and you say, I want to go to, some people say, I want to go down by the beach, so I go to Tallahassee, down to Florida, A&M, or anywhere down, 75 down there to Miami, or 95 to Miami, from taking 10, you can go by Georgiana, Alabama, because you can take that route, and you can stop off at Mary Ruth's Restaurant. It's the finest southern food you can eat in the South. So thank you so much, Mary Ruth, for being supportive. I want to give a shout out to several people that's joining us. I'm looking at another writer, Dash Alone, along with Key Ropey, Haven's Law, Prototype Mind, Prototypical Mind, the V-XW, HYZ, so V-XYZ, and they have shared a lot of thought. They commented, that's why I want you to comment, they shared it right. They said the truth. 100% make sense. You have that's correct. So do that too. Max, of course. Right again. And you have Sunflower 092. You have Forrest Dunn joining us as well. You have K Ruby. Good Order makes me in bold and confused and cowards. Nicole Machiavelli, they're sharing. True, and I'm reading all what they have here. It's not lagging. It's Matrix 100. And the very last one down here is Up Theme. And we have B-O-O-H-3-R. Thank you so much for joining us. We have J.T. Quinn. Joining as well, and several others. Thank you so much for taking time for being a part of this. As I was sharing about the most important relationship you can be in life is with yourself, because one of the things is you spend most of your time, if not all your time, with yourself. So if you're not happy with yourself, you don't love yourself, then you have a tendency to fall back and go into being lonely. So that's one of the things relationships take care of, remove from your life loneliness. See, we have to always keep in mind that having that best relationship with ourselves allows us to have confidence in who we are and whose we are. You need to tell people, I'm going to be the best version of myself every day because I'm in the best relationship I've ever been in my lifetime with myself. I love myself. I enjoy being with myself because I have prepared myself to be the best version of myself. So relationship is most important when dealing with life. Truly, it's important. As we get ready to move forward, to close out our segment, I want to take an opportunity to share with you two more of our sponsors, because it's important that we play everything and let them know that we care enough that they want to be a part of it. So I want to make sure, because last night I didn't get a chance to play this sponsor. We had an awesome time last night. We had an awesome guest here last night. We had Keosha Bale. She's running for city council in the city of South Fulton, District 5, and it's all about making a change. That's her platform. So thank you so much, candidate Bell, for coming on last night and spending an awesome hour with us out of the great state of Georgia and in the metro Atlanta area. Thank you so much. And she has been District 5. If you're in that area, vote for her. And we're looking to get the candidate from District 7 to come on as well. So we're going to have to make the connection tomorrow, set them up to come on Monday and let them share their thoughts, because they want to share about early voting, they want to share their platform, their goals for their city, and exactly how they can make a difference. Truly, truly. This is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Give a shout out to Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace. Alabama. Give them a call, 251-369-1344. Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook and type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie's Angel. Thank you so much, Jim Jackson. Great for your support. Let's move forward and talk about a couple of those topics. And one of the topics I think is important on our format is the most powerful relationship. The most powerful relationship. I want you to ask yourself, what is the most powerful relationship? We said that the most important relationship in life is with yourself. But the most powerful relationship is a relationship which builds trust without expectations. A relationship that builds trust without expectations. If you want the strongest relationship, and if you want to improve on your skills, you have to be willing to look at the scenes that goes along with relationship. See, the most powerful scene in a relationship is effective communication or communication. It's very important. We talked about it. The next one is commitment. If you don't understand what commitment means, and you don't have understand what commitment does, then it's hard to be in a relationship. So you're best to be by yourself. See, a commitment is willing to put others first. So commitment involves empathy. A commitment enjoys cooperating. Encounters being consistent. These are the kind of things that builds the best person you can be in a relationship. The next thing is compromise. It's so important that you learn how to fight fair. And fighting fair means you have the ability to compromise in a relationship. I don't mean physically put your hands on anybody. I don't mean nothing like that. But to compromise on what you're trying to do. Closeness. That's another word that's really important in a relationship that makes it more powerful and makes it a stronger relationship if you work on being close to one another. That requires you to be intentional about being with that person. It requires you to be attentive to that person. It requires you to be affectionate toward that person. You have to give and you have to have a deep affection for that person. And constructive conflict resolution. This is a long term, but you need to understand it. If a relationship or marriage are destroyed and no longer can exist, it's because of constructive critical resolution. You're not able to do that. That means you have to put in a plan. See, three P's that I talk about. It's so important for constructive, conflict resolution. And it's critical because you have to make sure you prepare. See, when we're in challenges and trying to come up with a resolution, we have to do the work. Prepare is work. You got to put the work in. There's no way around it. Then the next thing that's so important in a constructive conflict resolution is that you have to remember that it's good. Constructive conflict is good. And we're going to talk about that and how it's important to a healthy relationship. The next C that's so important is culture. We all are not all from the same culture. So we have to try to respect each other. Culture. Caring and sex. We have to understand you have to care for somebody to really enjoy sex. Compatibility. Are you compatible? Do you see yourself as being a compatible person? Are you compatible? Conduct. Your conduct is important. How you act, how you present yourself really puts a bearing on your relationship. Because I was trying to think back while I was talking about how you present yourself and your conduct. And I was thinking about a situation. And I know a situation right now where This person is a pastor of the church and was a pastor of the church, but end up losing their pastorship because of their spouse. Two people in the military end up getting discharged from the military because of their families. See, it's important in a relationship you conduct yourself in a manner that represents the whole relationship. It's a family relationship, whole family. Consideration is the next C. You have consideration for yourself and others as well. I tell you, everything starts with self. Self-conduct. How are you going to control yourself? Self-control. Consideration. I consider myself to be in this point, and I consider you the same. Contract. Contract is important. Can you sign a contract in a relationship? You know what a contract is? It's called a marriage license. Can you sign it? Because everything else, this living with each other, it's okay. You now going to say, well, we're married because we've been living together. That is not it. That's a contract you have developed with yourself, but it's not a legal binding. The law in some states is not. And the last one is character. This one I think is so important. If you want to be in a successful relationship, ooh, I tell you, your character is really important. It's really important. We talked about constructive conflict, and I said it was good. And I said it was good because it allows you to resolve issues, allow you to have use conversation as a vehicle for your partner to understand each of you can understand each other deeply. It strengthens your bond. You develop a more satisfying and functional relationship. This is what constructive conflict is all about. So you have to work on resolutions to make sure you're successful. And finally, see, conflict resolution is a skill. Do you have the skill? Do you know what the skill is? And that skill what is essential for maintaining a healthy relationship or a healthy marriage. See, by learning to listen actively, see this skill I talked about earlier, expressing yourself clearly, being able to compromise, as well as manage your emotions, along with understanding underlying issues, putting conflict in the right perspective, that leads you to work through your disagreements. That's what a conflict resolution skill is all about. It also allows you to increase your understanding of the other person, build trust, and strengthen your relationship. That's what it's all about. You're talking about constructive conflict resolution. That's what we are focusing on. And last but not least, we want to discuss why the modern cultural relationship. We're going to pay one more bill, and we'll be ready to shut it down in a few minutes. And we got to pay another bill, and we want to give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They are co-sponsors. Thank you so much, brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, for being a part. Shout out to the Zetas down there. They brought in four new members this past weekend. And Pearl Fires, I think they call them, four new members. We give a shout out to Lambda Delta Zeta Chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama, for doing some awesome work down there. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of it on this past Sunday. And brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, their promotion.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you for the support. Thank you for taking this trail and this traveling this road, just like we are at WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, so we're excited to be partnering with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Let me quickly touch on the modern cultural ideal of a relationship. See, the modern culture has largely replaced relationship with events and activities. They're using social media to make them feel good. They're finding other things instead of working with people to build, do all the things of the seeds, to compromise, to communicate, to commit. They rather do activities and events. That's why it's so important to do these trips, world trips, dude trips. It's important because you replace your relationship with activities and events. See, and a lot of times people in the modern culture tends to draw their identity from accomplishment and achievement. Is that you? You want to know how many likes you get on Facebook. You want to know how many people that's following you on Instagram, TikTok, Tumblr, Rumble, or whatever it may be. You want to know because that's your relationship. See, but you cannot substitute relationship with accomplishment and achievement. We all want to have a pat on the back, but you have to have the ability to self-reward yourself. But to the point where you don't replace that with relationships. You know what you're going to accomplish, and you know what you're going to achieve. When you substitute that, it's poorly done in regards to relationship. You spend the modern culture, and that idea of relationship is focused on events, activity, eats away one thing that is essential to a relationship. And you know what that is? For a relationship to flourish, it requires you to have a soul in which growth, a strong and healthy relationship. That's what's missing. If you want to flourish in a relationship, our modern culture is not focusing. And that's one important thing. We talk about growth and you know what that one thing is? Time. That's what you want, and it's so essential to a relationship to flourish. Time. Do you have the time to be in a relationship? Do you have the time to be cooperative? Do you have the time to be agreeable? Do you have the time to be friendly? Do you have time to put the work in? Do you have the time to just listen? Do you have the time? We ask the question, do you have the time? Life is all about relationship. Hopefully we shared some things with you in regards to relationship, and hopefully something you can take from it so you can become stronger and healthy in your relationship. It's been awesome coming to you tonight. We want to just truly say thank you for giving us your time to share this with you. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And straight talk, no chasing. We give you direct conversation about why relationships are important to life. So life is all about relationships. Have an awesome rest of the evening. You can check it out tomorrow. We'll be doing it likewise at 7:30. We're going to do Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We're going to talk about some sports. It's the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So check us out on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time at 7:30 p.m. Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio station, the number one internet station. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we will make you do what you do. Be blessed. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Be responsible. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep going. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's communicate with love. That's truly, we got this. Hashtag we got this. And we're going to make it do what it do. So have an awesome rest of the night. And as we close out, I want to share with each and every one of you all, as I do with everyone, every night at the end of the show, I tell you I love you. I tell you I love you from my heart. It's from my heart. And as we close out, I want to say this to you. I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow at 7:30 on Talking Sports Plus Primetime on WPSW.